at Meineke, doing car care right means their Meineke certified technicians fix whatever your car needs. We fix it right and back it up with our nationwide warranties. Brakes? They do that. Tires? Yep, they do that. Engine repairs, air conditioning, tune-ups, suspension, alignments, oil changes, Meineke does it all. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante. That's right. Two musical icons, Frank Sinatra, Barbara Streisand. They come together at the Aliante Hotel and Casino for two nights only, March 22nd and 23rd. It's my buddy Robbie Howard. You heard him on the show yesterday. And Sharon Owens, two of the top tribute artists in the world, coming together with award-winning music and hilarious banter. They are so funny together. They really honestly are. Advance tickets on sale right now through Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd and 23rd at the Aliante. Make sure you get your tickets in advance. Make sure you get them right now. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Coming up at the top of the hour, Randy Sutton. He is a retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. You see him on cable news all the time. They've got a major event coming up. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
March Madness is underway. UNLV women's basketball left nothing to chance in opening the Mountain West Championship Tournament against Fresno State yesterday, beating the Bulldogs 83-35. They're in the semifinals this evening against Colorado State. Las Vegas Raiders running back Josh Jacobs will not be back next season. The 26-year-old signed with the Green Bay Packers for 4 years and $48 million yesterday. And the Silver and Black are a little less thin at the quarterback position this morning. The team signed Indianapolis Colts signal caller Gardner Minshew to a 2-year, $25 million deal. The Vegas Golden Knights will be looking for their first win streak in over a month tonight. VGK is coming off a nice win over Detroit and will be in Seattle to take on the Kraken at 7 o'clock.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station. Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not having too much trouble on our freeways right now. Getting word of one accident, though, in the Northwest Valley on the Durango off-ramp. Should leave 95 northbound. Also in the Southwest, still working one at Blue Diamond and Decatur. And in Summerlin, injury accident at the intersection of Rampart and Alta. Should be a good-looking day today in the valley weather-wise. A little bit cooler. It will top out in the upper 60s today with sunny skies and light breezes this afternoon. It is 52 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't know if you were up with us in the 5 o'clock hour. Hugh Hewitt was on with Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, a 10-year congressional veteran. And they were talking about TikTok, and that in the next couple of weeks, Congress is hopefully going to address the problems involved with TikTok. Marco Rubio was on with Laura Ingraham last night talking about the possible sale. And this was one I had not heard of, the possible sale of TikTok to an American entity, which would take it out of Chinese control, which is what we want. This is cut number 6. Marco Rubio on Fox News Channel with Laura Ingraham last night. Here it is.
All right. When anyone tells you, oh, China doesn't control TikTok, I want you to look at them straight in the face and start laughing. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is Chinese run. Now, this matters because TikTok's not just for fashion trends or kind of cool workout tips. That's just the catnip to draw you in. China wants TikTok to be America's number one site for news, opinion, and yes, cultural change.
And if they said, we want you to put out videos that make Americans fight with each other or spread conspiracy theories and get them at each other's throat, ByteDance can't go to Chinese court and fight the Communist Party. They would have to do it.
That's my understanding, and I would just add that that kind of influence operation, or the different kinds of influence operations you're describing, are extraordinarily difficult to detect, which is part of what makes the national security concerns represented by TikTok so significant.
Senator, good to see you tonight. Influence operations, data collection, even geolocation efforts, algorithms that suppress certain views and inflate others. How can any American in any position of power not move immediately to force this 100% sale of the company TikTok from the communist Chinese? How is there anyone against this?
Because TikTok's popular. People like it. And the reason why they like it, what makes TikTok so good, is that it has this artificial intelligence that knows you better than you know yourself. It's literally reading your mind. The more you use it, the more it knows about you. The problem is not that TikTok has that. The problem is that ByteDance and their engineers in China are the ones that own that artificial intelligence. And no matter where you put my data or anybody, I don't use TikTok, but people that use TikTok, no matter where you store that data, you could store it in a safe in the United States. Those engineers in China have to have access to the data, but they control the brain of TikTok. They control that artificial intelligence. The point I made today and the FBI director agreed is, if the Chinese Communist Party goes to them and says, we want you to defeat Donald Trump, we want you to put out messages that are anti-Trump and pro-Biden, ByteDance has to do it. It doesn't matter that they're a company in China. By Chinese law, they have to do it. If they say, we want the data of all your users that live in Florida, they have to give it to them. They don't have a choice but to do it. That is Chinese law. And so as long as ByteDance owns the artificial intelligence that powers TikTok, we got a Trojan horse living inside our country.
Now, Senator, your colleague Rand Paul weighed in on the TikTok debate, writing on X over the weekend that if Congress bans TikTok, they will be acting just like the Chinese communists who have also banned TikTok. Why not just defend the First Amendment? That's an easy one. Your response?
Well, there's no First Amendment issue here. We're not going after TikTok because of what the videos say. It's because of the company's conduct, the conduct of their parent company. Their parent company is under the complete control, period, of a foreign government that's hostile to the United States. And the day they decide to weaponize that against us, to convince soldiers not to go fight, to convince their families that it's not worth going to fight, to get involved in our elections, to spread things that make us fight against each other and further divide this country or keep us distracted, or to convince American teenagers to kill themselves because the world's about to end, they have to do it. If the Chinese tell them to do it, they have to do it. It's the conduct, not the content, that we're talking about. TikTok was just a website where people could give their opinions, it's the control by the Communist Party. It's that conduct that we're going after.
There you have it, Marco Rubio, yesterday on Fox. We're going to hear a lot about this in the next 2 weeks. Will they actually sell TikTok 100% to a U.S. entity? I hope so. A lot of people like TikTok. I'm not on there yet. Might eventually. If it were owned by a U.S. company, I would be much more agreeable to being on TikTok, although I might not use it a lot. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers, or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Hi, this is Wayne on the route for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Michael McCall is a congressman from the state of Texas. He was on Fox yesterday, and they were talking about the Biden border crisis and the fact that it seems to be getting worse, not getting better. Let's go to cut four real quick. This is Michael McCall, the member of the Homeland Security Committee and a couple of others on Fox yesterday.
Let's go to Michael McCall right now, the Texas Republican Congressman, the House Homeland Security Committee, House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman. Busy guy. Chairman, always good to have you. You know, the president has gone back and forth on, you know, illegal or, you know, undocumented or you shouldn't be here. I think he got the cusp of it when he said that. You shouldn't be here and you are here, which is essentially what illegal is. Does it matter to you how it's described?
Well, I mean, it's really semantics, but the idea he has to apologize for calling it what it is, you know, this killer of Lake and Riley was in the country illegally. And that's the whole point here. And this is not one isolated event. When you have 200,000 people dying to fentanyl overdoses, to, you know, the terror threat coming in the United States, but also the 8 million encounters, and you're going to see more and more killings, more and more deaths to fentanyl and more terror threats as this policy is just totally out of control.
Now, in the meantime, in the president's latest budget, he's committed $4.7 billion as part of an emergency fund to address these surges. What do you think of that?
You know, I think the Democrats' response is always to throw more money at the problem. But the problem is, he stopped the policies that were working. The president already has executive powers and congressional authorities that we have passed in the Congress to go back to the policies that were working, primarily Remain in Mexico. I marked that up out of my bill, even though, Neil, it's a 30-year-old statute. Ending catch and release, finishing, completing the border wall. All these things can be done immediately by the president, maybe putting a moratorium on new people coming in so we can get this thing under control. But he refuses to take any action. Rather, I think he wants cover from the Congress because the last thing he wants to do is admit that the prior administration, President Trump, was right.
So when he talks about this bipartisan measure that he blames on former President Trump for torpedoing, that a lot of your colleagues were afraid to challenge Donald Trump on this, so they folded. That's the way he's presenting it. How do you see it?
I don't think anybody folded. We did pass H.R. 2, by the way, Neil, which the Senate refuses to take up.
No Democrats supported that in the House, if I remember.
And that's very true.
So that was the problem, right?
I was told by Schumer that all border-related stuff is dead now in the Senate. So I don't know. All I know is this. I chaired Homeland for 3 terms. I was a federal prosecutor down at the border. The authorities are there. The president could take action today, but he refuses to do so. We can continue to pass these bills. We can throw more money at the problem. But the real problem are these asylum, the policies of, political asylum and reforming those. So the magnet, the pull factor for the cartels is shut off. In that prior report, it was alarming to me to think there could be a nexus between ISIS and the smugglers making money. Now, is this financial terror operations, or could they be operational? That is, actually getting in the country to conduct terror plots in the United States. That always concerns me, given my background.
The last word this hour goes to Leo Terrell. He was at Mar-a-Lago for the Jeff Gunter fundraiser the other night. He was on Fox yesterday, and his reaction, this is cut two, by the way, to Biden trying to walk back the Laken Riley apology. Listen to this.
Sandra, Republicans ripping President Biden for walking back his use of the term illegal when describing Laken Riley, suspected murderer. But the White House is denying that that was an apology.
I want to be really clear about something. The president absolutely did not apologize. There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize. He used a different word. I think what we should be really clear about is the facts. I think it's unconscionable that there are some people who are playing politics with this young woman's tragic murder.
All right. So no better person to run this all by than Leo Terrell, civil rights attorney and a Fox News contributor. So, Leo, the big questions, was it an apology? Was it not an apology? Was it directed toward the alleged murderer? Was it directed to people who took offense at his use of the words and illegal? Fox used to say, we report, you decide. So let's do that right now. Here's what Biden said last night.
You used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Laken Riley.
An undocumented person.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
All right, there you have it, Leo. You decide. What did he do there?
He did apologize. And John, basically he apologized because he has to appease the far left. You and I know he apologized. The American public knows he apologized. But what you heard from that deputy press secretary tells me one thing, John. Joe Biden's not running the White House. There are people basically controlling the narrative in the White House. Joe Biden, as of today, has still not apologized to the Riley family for mispronouncing her name. And I'll tell you what is so sad about this. The illegal immigrant who crossed the border committed an illegal act by crossing the border. And the Democrats are in denial because that represents their future base. And I'll tell you, John, that deputy press secretary, let me use her same words. I find it unconscionable that people use the George Floyd case to promote the summer of riots and to basically play the race card in 2020. How dare they say that this situation with Laken Riley is being politicized? This woman died and she should not have been murdered. The correct word was killer. And I find it disingenuous for the Democrats who play the race card in 2020, justify the summer riots, to turn their back towards this young girl's family.
Leo Terrell, 2.0 on Fox yesterday. Coming up, Randy Sutton, former Metro Police Lieutenant. We'll talk all things Wounded Blue and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in minutes, Randy Sutton will talk about guitars for cops. All a part of the Wounded Blue. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up. And we got some numbers about police and first responders. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and...